Mayday, mayday, we are losing altitude. I repeat, we are losing altitude. Pull up, goddammit, pull up! Mayday, mayday, mayday! We need help, goddammit! Sir, just let go. We are not going to make it. Inform the passengers.
Hold in approximately 5 seconds remaining until impact. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
كانت هذيك البلاين رافده كاع الهيومانيتي هونت ومن بديا the course تاعها كان set for destruction. وكانت هذه يعني شويه exaggerated metaphor تاع where this generation is headed, that is if we choose to continue being entitled. انتايتلمنت صاحبي بون على بالي زدت فيها شويه بزاف هذاك ليكزامبل بصح ابري هذا ليبيزود غاديش تنجم تنكر دينجرز اوف بينغ ان انتايتلد بيرسون ولا واتس ورث بينغ ان انتايتلد جينيريشن بصح شاول الانتايتلمنت بالعربيه تعني الاستحقاق والديفينيسيون تاعها هي اس فولوز يقول لك انتايتلمنت is defined as a sense of deservingness or being owed a favor when little or nothing has been done to deserve special treatment. معناتها أنا نستاهل صوالح شابين ونستاهل معيشة شابة بصح علاش نستاهلها؟ أسكو خدمت عليها؟ أسكو طحت ونط وسهرت عليها؟ Nope, I just exist, therefore I deserve it. صح دركا تقولي انت يا وراني نشوف باللي هذه حاجه مش مليحه بصح باش تقولي جينيراسيون داخله في حيط بسبب هذا الانتايتلمنت يور سايينغ بولوكس ويل اي نو يو ار رايت اصلا كون نقول هكا راني ندير في السينجل كوز فالسي مغالطات السبب الواحد هي ماني ريزونز لازم يكونوا مع بعض باش نقولوا جينيراسيون راهي داخله في حيط بصح حنايا في الابيزود غادي نسلطوا الضوء على واحد من هذوك الريزونز واللي هو الانتايتلمنت في هذا الابيزود ان شاء الله غادي نشوفوا الهيستوري اوف انتايتلمنت اللي هو دركا راه كومن ثيم في هذه السيزون غادي نشوفوا وين بالك بوسيبلي تكون كاينه ديكا وين انتايتلمنت تكون مليحه بوسيبل ما على بالناش مي نو بلي ايفريثينغ هاز ا كوست اوكي اذا انا راني دركا ناكل في ساندويتش شباب هو صح شباب مي انا شريتها ب 10 ملايين يو سي ذا كوست از تو جريت اوكي نشوفو تاني what philosophy and Greek has to say about this and finally entitlement and victimhood with a slippery slope تاها بون بين قوسين slippery slope هو المنحدر الزالق وهي كيفاش one action can lead to a series of circumstances when the consequence تاها يكون كبير بزاف يعني حاجة صغيرة تبدأ تكبر حتى تولي كبيرة بزاف وهذا term originally is used to refer to a fallacy يعني استعمل original مو لما كشغل لتوضيح مغالطة سموها مغالطة حجة المنحدر الزانق by example انا نقول واحد نقول اخويا حبس دخان يقول لك نحبس دخان بزيش نحبس تاني الماكلة breathing تنفس نموت you know بدأت من الحبس دخان ما تتنفش هذا هما الكي بوينت ان شاء الله اللي غادي نفوت عليهم في هذا الابيزود وخرنا الديفينيسيون بطريق قلنا بلي entitlement هي إحساس أنك تستاهل special treatment بصح بلا ما تدير حتى حاجة ولا دير مي not enough to actually deserve it. In psychology هاد exaggerated sense of entitlement يبان بزاف عند النارسيسيست الشخصية النرجسية wait I'd like to introduce you to a guy named Narcissus okay هذا معروف في الGreek mythology he was a hunter from cities. شوف هادو cities. I'm not even gonna attempt to pronounce their names. Because ما عارفش كنا ننطقهم واعيين بزاف. المهم تالي همك هو انه he was known for his beauty. اوكي كان انسان شباب بزاف. و he rejected all romantic advances. حتى eventually he fell in love with his own reflection in a pool of water. يعني حشق في الريفلكسيون تاعه في البركة تاع ماء. قاعد بقى يشوف فيها حتى اللي مات. ومور اللي مات ناضت في البلاستو وردة. هذيك الوردة سموها نارسيسيس. و actually the word narcissism, النرجسية, اللي هي a fixation with one's self, كان المصدر تاعها هذه القصة. والنارسيسيست يعني النرجسيين, they are more likely to have a sense of entitlement to special treatment and to obedience from others. وعادة بلا يعني ميكون عندهم accomplishments ولا qualities اللي يستهلوا هذك التريتمنت. بون احنا ما عادش نهضروا على dramatic rise تاع النارسيسيزم, خلوها تنهار واحد اخر في كاش ايبيزود واحد اخرى. انا نهضروا على الانتايتلمنت. ايفان بوزوماني فرق بين كيف انك تكسب الاستحقاق في العلاقات ethically بطريقة اخلاقية, يعني you give care, love, consideration وكلش, ولا وفرق بين subjective feeling of entitlement. By example, كاين gambler they may feel entitled to expect a big win to compensate for their childhood deprivation. معناتها يعني واحدين مقامرين يتوقعوا انهم غادي يربحوا بزاف, يتوقعوا انهم يستاهلوا يربحوا بزاف باش يعوضوا الحرمان اللي كانوا يعيشوه في الطفوله. بون كانت هذه السلايد تاع سايكولوجي. بصح حنا let's zoom out a bit, let's go back in time 200 years ago and let's meet the snobs. هذا الترم originated in 1820 في 1820. بصح snobbery يعني الفعل تاعها dates way back to ancient Egypt and Greek. snob هو الانسان اللي يشوف باللي كاين علاقه بين المظهر تاعه والحاله الاجتماعيه تاعه والقيمه تاع الانسان. باي اكزومبل نشوف روحي في المرايا لابس بلوزير تاع 3 ملايين ونقول دام اي لوك جود, سو وير ذا فاك ار ماي سليفز. Thankfully, the human rights exist. You could look right to life and liberty and freedom from slavery and torture, freedom of opinion and expression. May Bakri can't keep hack. Basically, هذاك الكلاس سيستم تاع بكري, يعني أنك تكون born in royalty, automatically عندك slaves, anything you want, just because you inherited good looks and money that you didn't even work for. ولا يعني race تاعك والعرق تاعك وكلش. Many rulers drove their people to ruin because of this. نحط في موقف تاع حكم just because he was born from a royalty family. وسنوبري هذه ظاهرة كبرت بسرعة من social structure changed, من البرجوازيين تبنوا الفكر تاع الارستوكراسي, meaning rule to the best. معناتها I have money and looks, I am better than you, therefore I get to rule you. صح خلينا من هادو. And what I'm more concerned about هي الناس اللي راها حاسبة أنها غادي كي تلبس غاية و fake having luxury goods وتصرف ماكلة غالية وتاكل in fancy restaurants, تما it automatically makes them نخبة, it makes them better على الناس اللي ما راهاش تدير هكا ولا عندها يعني more humble way to live. و in Sparta 400 years BC I can see the need of having an entitled society. هنا دركا غادي نلعبوا شويه الرول تاع devil's advocate ونشوفوا. بصي هذا in my opinion وما على باليش بالك انتم عندكم other opinions. I can see that the need of having an entitled society. باسكو هذيك الايرا you need your soldiers to feel superior على your enemy ومام على the other classes in your society باش they get deserved, they get better treatment, they get better everything. بصح one thing we need to know, in Sparta, they were training kids since they were 7 years old of age. We see the difference here. Fashion is gentility, running away from vulgarity, and afraid of being overtaken by it. And it is a sign the two things are not very far apart. هذا الشيء قاله William Hazlitt. ونلاحظها في a culture where differences to class was accepted as a positive and unifying principle. وتاني the English novelist Bulwart Lytton remarked, and هذه عجبتني بزاف, قال لك ideas travel upwards and manners downwards. يعني تاع الافكار تنتقل الى الاعلى والاخلاق الى الاسفل. وقال لك باللي it was not deeply ingrained and fundamentally accepted idea of one's better that has marked snobbery in traditional Europe and American culture but aping one's better. يعني قال لك لم تكن الفكرة الراسخة بعمق والمقبولة أساسا عن الأفضل هي التي ميزت التعالي في الثقافة الأوروبية والأمريكية ولكن تقليد الأفضل. This is what I meant by not doing enough and claim you deserve shit. يعني تدخل لزون شوف غير تدخل لزون تبريز تاوعنا تدخل لسكولز universities most people there تلقاهم they look good they dressed well وكلش بس also most of them literally do the bare minimum ما teachers ما students ما bosses employees وروح كاع الناس يدير ال bare minimum تاعها و they demand everything. I'm not gonna do my best but I'm gonna demand the best. Anyone and anyone who has lots of money and wealth, يقول لك خوانها وما يستاهلهاش أنا نستاهلها. Which more often than not leads to victimhood mentality. I know, people are suffering, people are in pain, they are oppressed to مظلومين, believe me, والله believe me. أنا نحطهم دموع كي نشوف هكا الناس قدامي تنظلم والناس قدامي oppressed وكلش. ما الغالب. I am not denying that. Just try to not take it personally. Okay. لخاطش هاد suffering. ماشي exclusive to you. That's just a characteristic of life. Life ديرك كيما هاك. وكي تطيح في sense of تاع victimhood mentality. You can easily be manipulated. وتولي a very, very dangerous person. وعلى بالك هذا exactly what happened in the Soviet Union in the 1920. Don't take my word for it, so take his.
The enhancement of a sense of victimization on the part of one of the groups, usually the group that's going to commit the genocide, first of all, their sense of being victims is much heightened by the demagogues who are trying to stir up this sort of hatred. So they basically say, look, you've been oppressed in a variety of ways, and these are the people who did it, and they're not going to stop doing it, and this time we're going to get them before they get us. It's something like that. And so there's something very pathological about the enhancement of victimization, which is, well, people have been oppressed and they suffer. And that's true, that point. But then the proper framework from within which to interpret that, I believe, is that that's characteristic of life. You can't take it personally in some sense. And you can't divide the world neatly into perpetrators and victims. And you certainly can't divide the world neatly into perpetrators and victims and then assume that you're only in the victim class and then assume that that gives you certain, like access to certain forms of redress, let's say. It gets dangerous very rapidly if you do that sort of thing. So, for example, one of the things that characterized the Soviet Union, and this was particularly true in the 1920s, but afterwards, so the Soviets were very much enamored of the idea of class guilt. So, for example, someone had extracted profit from an enterprise that they had basically stolen that profit from the people, say, that they had employed or otherwise oppressed. And so you could be a member of the kulak, and then because you were a member of that class, you were automatically guilty. And so what happened was, and you got to think this through to really understand what happened. So what happened was the intellectual communists were sent out to find people who would help them round up the kulaks. Now you got to think about what a small town is like. So imagine you're in a town and there's three or four people or maybe 10 people or something like that who are a little more successful than everyone else. And a certain number of people are going to be fine with that and maybe even happy about it because they regard those people as particularly productive and, you know, as stalwart members of the community, regardless of their flaws. But there's going to be some people who are not happy about it at all, that are going to be very resentful about that and jealous. And so those are going to be people whose characters, I would say, are of the less positive type. And so when the intellectuals came in and described the reason that these people should be treated as parasites and profiteers, then it was the resentful minority in those towns, and that would be the kind of guy that hangs around in the bar all the time and is completely unconscientious and fails at everything and then blames everyone else for it. The intellectuals came in and said, this is unfair that this happened to you. You've actually been victimized, and now it's your opportunity to go have your revenge. And so that's exactly what happened. Now, in some of the villages, sometimes the peasants would actually surround the farmsteads of these more successful people and try to defend them, but that never worked out for very long. And so then these angry mobs would go into the farmhouses and strip the place right down to nothing. And they packed these people up and sent them on trains with no food out to Siberia, where there was no place to live. And so that they were packed into houses, you know, maybe they had a square meter each to live in, and all their children died of typhoid, and many of them froze to death. Many, many people died, millions of people died as a consequence of the de-kulakization, at least in as a consequence of its total effect. So what happened then was that there wasn't any food produced. And so then 6 million Ukrainians starved to death in the 1920s, which is something you never hear about, right? You never hear about that. Why do you never hear about that? That's a question worth asking. No, it was an absolute catastrophe. They used to, so these people were starving right to the point of cannibalism, right? I mean, it was ugly as anything you could possibly imagine.
I stumbled upon a video حضر على الانتايتلمنت وعجبني بزاف. غادي نلخص لكم what I found. كاين two things, two world views. سمينهم internal locus of control and external locus of control. يعني تها موضع السيطرة الداخلي وموضع السيطرة الخارجي. Let's look at both of them. نبدو بالinternal. Internal يقول لك الناس اللي تخدم بهذا البرنسيب تشوف بلي the main forces, القوى الرئيسية اللي determines the quality of their lives lies within them. يعني تشوف أنه القوى التي تتأثر بزاف على الكواليتي تاع حياتهم جاية داخل فيهم. اوكي وبيان سور شوف بيان سور هذه دائما غادي نقولها نعاودها انفيرومون تأثر بصح the main thing الناس اللي تشوف internal اللي تخدم بالinternal locus of control تقول لك the main thing is our attitude, our choices, our willingness to work hard and our talents
are the things that determine the quality of our lives. وقاس معنا ستوريا تاع الناس اللي from nothing they became successful.
Okay, we are entitled to what we earn through our efforts. يعني احنا نستحقوا شاء نكسبوا من لي زيفور تاعنا. For example, اذا انا اتلت وعندي talent, I'm talented, I'm willing to put time and effort to further flourish my talent, and I'm lucky enough to not get injured, then I'm entitled to shit. Okay, I'm good shit. So if I am not willing to work on my talent, I am not talented aslan, I'm not lucky either, according to the internal locus of control, I am not entitled to much. I need to work harder, man up, be valuable, accept that it's harder for me than others. It is saiba parapor lennes wadukhrain. Wala, you can complain and point fingers and cry about how unfair it all is, you know. الحيات مشي عادي لا and صحيح وما ندير والو كلش. بصح doing that doesn't make you entitled to anything. اوكي لازم هذه تخلعها في راسك بلا هذيك دير هكا ماش اوتوماتيكلي تردك انتايتل. اوكي و it's not the world's job to make us healthy and strong etc etc. بون هذه كانت الناس اللي تشوف العالم على ان from world view internal locus of control. اوكي basically no one owes you shit. اوكي but بينما شي كان الناس يشوفوا كيما هاك انا نعرف بزاف ناس ما يشوفوش عالم بهذا الورلد فيو. تما let's look at the other side of the equation. نروحوا دركا للاكسترنال لوكس اوف كنترول. According to this world view يقول لك the main forces that determine our quality in life lies outside of ourselves. يعني صوالح القوى الرئيسيه اللي تحدد الكاليتي تاع حياتنا هي خارج يعني خارجنا يعني outside of ourselves, in how fair the world is with the government and so on and so on. يعني الكاليتي تاع حياتي تعتمد بكثرة على العالم شحال fair, على الgovernment شحال مليحة, على بزاف صوالح. Life is not about nurturing our talents ولا working to achieve. لا بصح ولا the world we live in should provide that for us. Okay, أنا عايشين في العالم هذا, العالم هو اللي يوفر لنا صوالحنا. According to this worldview, we don't earn things by having willpower, ولا effort, ولا good habits, ولا
Shaula, we are automatically entitled just because we were born in this world. وهذا الورد هو اللي لازم يتكفل بينا, okay? وهو اللي حدد الكواليتي تاع our lives. We can beg for it, ولا shame the successful, ولا point fingers, etc, etc. بصح المهم العالم هو اللي وفر لي صوالح, okay. تما نديرو quick comparison. One is independent and the other is dependent. وهي باينة, to me the best one تكون not necessarily in the middle. بصح we should shift more into internal thinking more often than external. يعني ماشي 50-50 وماشي 100% internal و 0% external. لا بصح شوالا possible 80-20 ولا 75-25, you know. هي yes, environment matters, society matters. رانا قاعد إزالجيريان رانا نشوفو بصح شوالا accept the fact that ultimately we are in control of our lives and it's our responsibility to make it better. كاين واحد التالك عجبني بزاف مع جيم رون, is like he said life is like the seasons. و he was giving like what you should do in every season. كاين season اللي refers to opportunity, season refers to where you get to reap what you sow and so on and so on. بصح عجبتني قال واحد المثال قال لك is it possible انك تدير everything right and then you fail? Yes, it is possible. He said, yes, it is possible. تما you just know that من تبغي تبدا في الحياة تأكسبتي باللي even if you do everything right, you can still fail. You can still fail. نعطيك أنا example. Jim Rohn also mentioned this. قال لك a farmer who does everything right. يحرث, يزرع, يسقي الآخر كلش. وكيجي الوقت باش he reaps الزرع تاعو. جي عاصفة ولا يجي واحد هكا يقيس لها يحرق لها الحقل تاعها. Is it possible? Yes it is. This actually reminds me of a story about Kobe Bryant. A friend he was telling this story. يعني هذا كان يلعب معه في باسكت وواحد النهار خسروا لا فينال against ايكيب اني نسيها ايا وقال لك غلطهم بزاف كي خسروا لا فينال. هذا صاحبه قال له انا غاضبني بزاف ودرت في راسي انه غادي نوض صباح هذا ونتريني, you know, غادي نوض بكري وغادي نتريني قبل الناس. I need to become better so that the next time we win. قال لك نوض, I don't know, 5 هكا ولا 6, not before everyone else. وروح للصالة لقى كوبي براين ديجا خارج من الصالة ومتريني ومكمل. قال لك تماك I realized باللي كون جات easy كون راه the world filled with Kobe Bryant, you know. بصح كاين غير كوبي براين واحد. تما you need to know that بلي هادو الناس اللي راهم في التوب واللي راهم successful they really worked hard for it. بون على بالي ماشي كاع, كاين اللي they cheated, كاين اللي they, you know. ومهاتما غاندي says be the change you want to see in the world. And like Arcade Fire said, find a house that you don't have to rebuild. Or rather, be the house that no one has to rebuild. Salam.